And Cedric's here in the studio with me to talk more about this. So, Cedric, the first question I have is you mentioned right at the end of your story there that the EPA and other environmental watchdog groups kind of have different estimates as to the air contaminants in the air. Why do you think that is? Is this maybe an indication that the EPA is trying to downplay possibly the contaminants that are down there?
That's an excellent question, Priya. Actually, if you ask the environmental groups, they'll say yes. They'll say, look, the EPA, what they're trying to do is they're trying to make sure that the numbers aren't so big that it, first of all, alarms people, and secondly, who knows what other reasons why they're trying to downgrade the numbers. The EPA will probably tell you a different story, saying, oh, no, not at all. These are the accurate readings, and we really haven't maybe devoted as many resources to finding what the air quality is like out there. So that's why there's a discrepancy. In many cases, the numbers from the EPA, from what we've heard, the few times we've heard about the numbers, are a lot lower than the numbers that these environmental groups are providing. So that's why, as of now, there is a question of, well, what are these numbers? We need to find the accurate numbers to see what people are really breathing in and how sick they could potentially be.